Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
My friend, I'm very fine.
You're looking well.
Ah, well, it's the easy life we lead here. And just no panic.
Nice
no
and
stress.
Chilled.
Nice and chilled and no stress.
That's it.
No stress.
That's not what life's all about.
That's the whole thing now. So look, we're bank smack in the middle of the year, as it were.
We certainly are.
What were you
Well, I'm thinking, I'm kind of always thinking ahead. Like, kids are off at the minute. Let's get them cooking, baking. We were talking our lovely burgers last week. Why not?
Is your school closed at the moment?
No, it's open. It is open, and we're going well, and we're going to be doing more courses now from September onwards.
Yes,
so
yeah.
We reopened in May, so we did, and it's gone well. So,
but do you run right through the summer? Or
Yes and no.
Okay.
Not every week, so to be honest with you. A lot of people are busy over the summer and they go away. And that was always, even pre-COVID, not just
yes,
now.
Yes, of course.
It was always the time that we kind of took a break. So definitely from September on, we'll be kicking on. Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Are you thinking of coming down?
Well, we did the... Did we
do men only in the kitchen.
Did we do the programme from there?
We did.
We did, didn't we?
We did. And you're welcome to come down maybe after the summer.
That's right.
Bring the team, your extended team,
Martin. My extended team. Now, there's far more mouths to feed.
That's okay. We'll manage that.
But it would be...
I think it'd be great.
No, I'd love to come and see you. Well, we couldn't come to see you for 2 years.
I know.
And then you were there and I was here and all the rest of it. But to be in the room with you cooking and stuff is
sure we love having you. You're
it's great fun. We have great fun.
And the team love you.
Bringing your suppliers in. And
it's great, isn't it?
That's great fun.
It is
great. So look, we're talking about little people.
We're going to talk about buttermilk pancakes and then some peanut butter and jelly waffles, if you don't mind.
Crikey, mind not. Right, okay.
It's a bit of fun. So we'll talk about we'll talk about the waffles first. I'm waffling.
So
you do that every week.
No, you don't.
Okay, so first thing I want you to do, it's not kind of like a strawberry jelly. It's kind of a take on it. So we spoke about Pat Clark's strawberries a few weeks ago.
Yes.
You know, if you can get them, they're fabulous. Irish strawberries, when they're in season, they're gorgeous. So I'm working about a little bit over a pound of strawberries. Just literally cut them roughly, put a little bit of lemon juice into them. And then some of the apple syrup or honey. So, Marty, if you look at the recipe, apple syrup. So there's a really lovely company. They're producers, Highbank Orchard, and they're based in Kilkenny. And they're the only ones that I know that do this apple syrup. They're fantastic. They do cider vinegar, and they're the nicest people. They really are. So apple syrup is our version of maple syrup, because we grow apples really well.
Yes,
and it's a beautiful product, and it's lovely. Remember last week we were talking about the burgers, the pork and that? But on pork chops, that apple syrup is gorgeous. So if anyone went out and got this, what would you use it for? With pork drizzled over a salad dressing.
Surely,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So it is. So we put that all into a saucepan and we lightly stew the strawberries, and that just literally takes about 2 or 3 minutes. And then literally taking it off when it kind of when it breaks down the strawberries a little bit. So that's kind of your jelly, but it's not set like gelatine. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's kind of stewed strawberries. I really should have said instead of jelly, but it kind of has that effect. So it has. Okay, we're going to talk about our waffles. So we have 4 ounces of butter melted itself, raisin flour, 8 ounces, so sieve that. Baking powder. So there's 2 raisin agents. There's a raisin agent, sorry, in yourself, raisin flour, and in the baking powder. 2 eggs, a pinch of salt, and then buttermilk. So I'm using buttermilk in both recipes here. You put that all into a bowl. Use a stick blender, use an electric whisk, or use a hand whisk. It'll take about a minute. That's all it takes. You make this together. So waffles, you can just do them just on a little griddle pan, which is fantastic. People think, do you need the waffle maker for this? No, a griddle pan is perfect.
All right.
What you do is heat the griddle pan at a low heat. Be careful with your kids because, you know, they can get a nasty burn, but they can make everything, do the strawberries, so they feel part of the process.
So how do you make them?
So on a griddle pan, sorry, Marty, is you heat the griddle pan. You know you have the lovely lines on a griddle pan?
Mm.
So you put literally a big spoonful. So say maybe 4. Don't have them too big. Say about maybe 3 to 4 inches. You don't want a huge waffle. Just about maybe 3 to 4 inches. So you might get 2 waffles on the griddle pan. You're going to get that lovely effect and then carefully lift it over because it's going to cook very quickly in about a minute or two either side. You have a nice gentle
and
heat.
It creates
that waffle effect. So it's just a little, it's technically probably not a waffle, and people who make waffles, I know you're wrong, but if you have a waffle maker, use it. I don't mean...
The waffle makers of Ireland will be storming the gate here and they'll be saying, this is a disgrace. You've found our secret, they'll say.
No.
No, but it is. But equally, the fun of this is making the thing.
That's it.
Maybe that's part of the
and
crack.
These can be just done as pancakes, but the kids love that kind of effect of the waffles.
I agree.
And with that lovely kind of like a strawberry, kind of stewed strawberry jelly, it's so delicious. With this, some peanut butter. And a few weeks ago, we spoke about an Irish company, Nutshed, and they have a lovely crunchy peanut butter. They also do a smooth peanut butter. And it's lovely to promote Irish companies, as
of
we
course,
both
do, you do,
and producers. It's lovely to say that. So a smooth peanut butter in this, and you just literally loosen that up with a little bit of boiling water, just to loosen it, and you drizzle that over your coot waffles and then some of your lovely strawberry stewed strawberries. And if you wanted to, you could be really indulgent and put, you know, you're going to laugh, you know, the whippy cream that comes out of the
Yeah.
That it's a bit of fun for kids.
Okay, right.
But it's not essential. And if you wanted this as a real treat, I'm sorry, Marty. I'm going red here. A big ball of ice cream instead of the cream. It could be a dessert. It could be a real treat. And then you could just have it with some lovely stewed strawberries and then just some fresh strawberries. It's the whole fun of making the waffles, I think, is the fun.
Yeah,
but on a griddle pan.
No, that sounds like
on
great
a griddle
fun.
Pan.
It's peanut butter and jelly waffles, as called. And the other thing is pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes. So plain flour, different recipe to the last one, 1 teaspoonful of baking powder, 1 egg, and then we have buttermilk. So this is a kind of a light, kind of a fluffy pancake. Probably won't be as fluffy as the waffles. Different texture, to be honest with you. You make this all together, and you beat that all together, excuse me. And then if you want to, you can put in, it's not in the recipe, but you can put in a little bit of cinnamon, vanilla, lemon zest. I put lemon zest whenever I make pancakes at home. And the twins love homemade pancakes.
Oh, that's lovely.
Eating them and making them too.
Yeah.
So you could put all this into, you know what I have at home is a Nutribullet, and it just blends everything together, and then your pancake
they're
mixture
amazing
is ready.
Thing.
Ah, they're so quick and easy for smoothies.
The healthy people in my house use that all the time. I watch them use it.
I love it.
That's not something I'm using, but they do, and it's terrific.
That's brilliant.
Terrific, yeah.
You watch them. You supervise them.
I supervise them. Yeah. That's right.
So, Marty,
spill anything.
With your lovely buttermilk pancakes, good hot pan. You cook the pancakes one at a time for about 1 to 2 minutes either side until they're golden brown. Serve them up, and in the recipe, I have a little bit of Greek style yogurt, and some of that apple syrup or maple syrup is delicious too.
That's lovely.
So, and some berries. What I always do is raspberries, some lovely Pat Clark strawberries. I think that on banana. I love
banana.
That. And blueberries, all that.
No, it's
so
lovely.
It's kind of healthy.
A lot
it's
of goodness
treat,
in
it's
there.
Brunch. Oh, yeah, there is, absolutely. And then just kind of maybe go easy just on the syrups, but it's gorgeous what it is.
Well, you can destroy it if you ever do
and
that.
You can if you do. Yeah, you want it. You want the fruits will give lovely texture. You'll have those lovely, fluffy pancakes.
Yeah.
Try the lemon zest. It's not in your recipe, but do try that.
Oh, that
it works
well
great. In the batter.
That
it's
sounds
gorgeous.
Lovely. That's great.
Yeah.
So that's buttermilk pancakes, and prior to that, peanut butter and jelly waffles. What would you like me to play today? Because I'm
for breakfast or brunch. What would you say? What
breakfast
would you
in America.
Up? Yeah, something.
You remember that Supertramp?
Perfect.
That was a great song.
Perfect.
Wasn't it?
Fantastic.
Breakfast in America, as chosen by Nevin.
Thank you, Mark.
DJ. Sometimes. That was great.
Chef most of the time.
Chef all the time.
All the time.
Peanut butter, jelly waffles and buttermilk pancakes and available OT Lyric FM. Marty in the Morning, the recipes, as always. Nevin's are there. Safe home.
Thank you, Marty.
And we get the super
You have a
out.
Great weekend.
We will, and you too.
Enjoy
and
yourself.
This is Breakfast in America for Nevin. You've never done I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You've never done America yet, have you?
No, not yet. We should do that, won't we?
What do you mean we? You bring me nowhere. Good luck, Nevin.
Bye.
Bye now.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.